is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. About 80% of the U.S. population is living with temperatures of 90 degrees or higher this week. Here's CBS News Chicago reporter Tara Molina.
Here in Chicago, temperatures could rise into the triple digits with a threat of thunderstorms that could bring heavy rainfall and strong winds.
Climate scientists say the heat wave covering much of the country illustrates what they've been warning about for a long time. Summer's not just getting hotter, it's starting sooner.
A research group called Climate Central found in much of the U.S., summer temps are kicking in at least 1 week earlier on average than they did in the 1970s. In Denver, it's 2 weeks early. Detroit, more than three. And in Miami, summer is coming more than 1 month early. The science is simple. More frequent and intense extreme heat, the deadliest natural hazard in the U.S., is a direct result of a warming planet. David Schechter, CBS News, Dallas.
And thousands are now under evacuation advisories in Southern California because of a fire that's burned more than 15,000 acres. People in Houston are preparing for a powerful storm now forming in the Gulf of Mexico. Angela Ponce is with the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities.
Please encourage your neighbors, your family members to have a plan B. This will include having an emergency kit available that includes meds that will keep you good for the next few weeks.
The Boston Celtics have won the NBA championship for a record 18th time.
It's just so beautiful to see this journey and made all the losses before totally worth it.
This is just an unbelievable feeling.
The Celtics defeated the Dallas Mavericks in Boston in Game 5, 106-88. Israel's military paused its attacks in Gaza for 11 hours Monday to allow a crucial supply line road to clear. The IDF says it plans a similar pause every day along the 7-mile stretch so aid can be brought into the city of Rafah. More from CBS's Chris Livesey.
It's early days for that pause, but so far UNICEF says they've seen no more aid than usual entering the strip. And the humanitarian pier the U.S. built, well, it's down for repairs again due to rough seas. Officials hope it will be up and running later this week.
What car brands were most likely to be stolen last year? WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert tells us.
Hyundai's Elantra was first, the Sonata second, and the Kia Optima third, as thieves found them relatively easy to steal. Now, since then, Hyundai and Kia have offered software updates to prevent thefts. They've also paid more than $200 million to settle lawsuits.
The most stolen vehicle that wasn't a Hyundai or Kia was the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with, and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school. So, definitely someone I'm comfortable with, and the details and footwork and things like that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms winding down in the overnight. Partly cloudy skies. We'll be near 70 by sunrise on your Tuesday. Mostly sunny and hot. Highs of the lower 90s. South winds breezy. Look for some showers and storms Tuesday night. It's 66 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny, hot downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us. You can always call. You can text at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots of stuff coming up on the show. Looking forward to our guest at 10:33. Ambassador Bruce Hayman is with the National Security Leaders for America, and we have talked to a number of their members in the past. These are